Section C. Compound dictation.
Most volcanoes are quiet. They rest peacefully for hundreds of years. No one pays much attention to them. Mount St. Helens was one of these volcanoes. Until 1980, it was a beautiful recreation area. Its last eruption had been 123 years ago. No one was worried about another one. In March 1980, Mount St. Helens began to make noises. At first, there were some shaking movements. Then, small eruptions occurred. Some residents left immediately. Others felt there was no danger. But on the morning of May 18, 1980, the mountain blew its top. With the power of 25 atomic bombs, Mount St. Helens exploded. Clouds of dust and ash rose more than 12 miles into the sky. Rocks and mud crashed down on the slopes. Unfortunately, many people were still living, camping, or working in the area. Over 40 people lost their lives. Others were rescued. Robert Baker was fishing with his family when the explosion happened. He reported that the morning of May 18th was strange. No birds were singing. The air was still. Then he saw a large black cloud coming down towards them. In minutes, day turned into night. He called his family to their van and they started on the slow, dark ride away from the mountain. All the time, hot ash was raining on them. But other people were not so lucky. David Johnson, a volcano expert, was standing near the summit of the mountain. At 8:31 a.m., he radioed, "This is it." He was never heard again. Mount St. Helens is peaceful now, but its slopes are empty. It will be many years before fish, plants, and trees will again live on the mountain. Now the passage will be read again. Most volcanoes are quiet. They rest peacefully for hundreds of years. No one pays much attention to them. Mount St. Helens was one of these volcanoes. Until 1980, it was a beautiful recreation area. Its last eruption had been 123 years ago. No one was worried about another one. In March 1980, Mount St. Helens began to make noises. At first, there were some shaking movements. Then, small eruptions occurred. Some residents left immediately. Others felt there was no danger. But on the morning of May 18, 1980, the mountain blew its top. With the power of 25 atomic bombs, Mount St. Helens exploded. Clouds of dust and ash rose more than 12 miles into the sky. Rocks and mud crashed down on the slopes. Unfortunately, many people were still living, camping, or working in the area. Over 40 people lost their lives. Others were rescued. Robert Baker was fishing with his family when the explosion happened. He reported that the morning of May 18th was strange. No birds were singing. The air was still. Then he saw a large black cloud coming down towards them. In minutes, day turned into night. He called his family to their van and they started on the slow, dark ride away from the mountain. all the time. Hot ash was raining on them. But other people were not so lucky. David Johnson, a volcano expert, was standing near the summit of the mountain. At 8:31 a.m., he radioed, "This is it." He was never heard again. Mount St. Helens is peaceful now, but its slopes are empty. It will be many years before fish, plants, and trees will again live on the mountain. Now the passage will be read for the third time. Most volcanoes are quiet. They rest peacefully for hundreds of years. No one pays much attention to them. Mount St. Helens was one of these volcanoes. Until 1980, it was a beautiful recreation area. Its last eruption had been 123 years ago. No one was worried about another one. In March 1980, Mount St. Helens began to make noises. At first, there were some shaking movements. Then, small eruptions occurred. Some residents left immediately. Others felt there was no danger. But, on the morning of May 18, 1980, the mountain blew its top. With the power of 25 atomic bombs, Mount St. Helens exploded. Clouds of dust and ash rose more than 12 miles into the sky. Rocks and mud crashed down on the slopes. Unfortunately, many people were still living, camping, or working in the area. Over 40 people lost their lives. Others were rescued. Robert Baker was fishing with his family when the explosion happened. He reported that the morning of May 18th was strange. No birds were singing. The air was still. Then he saw a large black cloud coming down towards them. In minutes, day turned into night. He called his family to their van and they started on the slow, dark ride away from the mountain. All the time, hot ash was raining on them. But other people were not so lucky. David Johnson, a volcano expert, was standing near the summit of the mountain. At 8:31 a.m., he radioed, "This is it." He was never heard again. Mount St. Helens is peaceful now, but its slopes are empty. It will be many years before fish, plants, and trees will again live on the mountain.